Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Life Tea with Angel, a place for you to sit down, have some fun discussing life, change, the interesting things happening across the New Age community, and some of those interesting people doing awesome work for you. Callers are always welcome, and I do enjoy answering your questions and giving brief readings on the air. So come on in, I invite you to sit down, pour a cup of great tea, and join me for 30 minutes of tea chat. Well, good evening and welcome once again to Intuitive Life Tea. I am Angel, a belly dancing medium, here to invite you to join me with our guest, Stacey Moore. Hi, Stacey.
Hi. So wonderful to be here with
right
you,
there.
Angel.
Thank you. It's wonderful to have you. And Stacey is one of the wonderful people I've engaged with in the community and the work that I do at fairs and such. She has such a wonderful story, and she has a warm spirit that I was so excited to get her on the show. And she's up here in Northern California with me. And she has a really great bio. Usually I give a little bit of information about my guest, but I'm going to let Stacey speak to her own process because she has so much enthusiasm and passion about it. So the floor is yours, Stacey. Tell the audience about yourself.
Thank you. Well, I did grow up here in Northern California amongst the redwoods and the coast, and it's just been so nourishing and wonderful. Everybody knows how fabulous the redwoods are and the ocean and everything. But in 2001, Spirit led me out to the Midwest, and I thought I would be, you know, leaving this rich country for the desert. But out there, I found the most wonderful, flourishing, holistic and metaphysical community. Now, I hadn't really explored, you know, I was just beginning to kind of explore holistic medicine and the metaphysical community, and out there it was just burgeoning. So I had met a holistic practitioner who healed me from chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, which I'd had for 10 years. That was fabulous out there. And then another remarkable thing happened. I met this guy and we started dating, and he took me to a psychic festival. And I was like, I'd never been to one before. And I was like, this is really weird. It was freaking me out. But he took me to his favorite psychic reader and paid for me to have a reading. And the psychic said to me, "You get messages about people, don't you? And you know things, don't you?" And I said, well, yes. And she said, "But you don't tell anyone, do you?" And I said, "No, because the truth is, I'd had psychic abilities since I was a kid. I knew things about people. I got messages, but I never told a soul." And this woman immediately picked up that I could do this. And she said to me, "You are given these messages about people because you are supposed to tell them these messages. So start telling them." So I did. I started practicing and sort of, honing my psychic powers, and I was getting these healings. And I began to see how these practitioners, these holistic and metapractitioners, were really changing the world. They were healing our planet. And this is fantastic. I want to be part of this. I want to contribute in some significant way. So I asked Spirit, I asked the divine, you know, the universe, show me a way. All I can say is, be careful what you ask for.
I can definitely relate to that.
I had this really fantastic job. I had great bennies, great retirement and everything, and it immediately blew apart. I was like, the end.
Wow.
And I came out here to California to stay for about a month to look for another job. And I was looking for a holistic and metaphysical sort of magazine, because there are four like that in Cincinnati, thriving. And they're full of wonderful practitioners and all kinds of information and community events and everything, you know. And so I said, let's see what's here. You know, I want to get involved here and see what's going on. There was nothing. I was like, what? You know, nothing for local practitioners. I'm like, oh. And Spirit said to me, "You need to do this. You need to start this." And I said, "Oh, what a great idea. That'd be fun. That'd be great. What fun. I'll do that someday. Real soon. First, I have to get a real job. So I, for another year, I suffered and suffered. Spirit hitting me over the head with a 2x4. And finally, in January of 2014, I said, I surrender. It was like Spirit had to practically write in the sky in broomstick smoke, surrender, Stacy. And I said, I said, okay, I surrender. I'm going to do it. I'm going to create this magazine and start, offer an opportunity for practitioners to connect with people who are looking for healers, for people to heal, and healers, people who need healing, to connect with practitioners, and really on a local level, I'm going to do it. And as soon as I did, everything opened up. Everything calmed down. My life calmed down. It just smooth, and it's great. It has been somewhat of a roller coaster ride, but I feel so supported in this, and it is just my passion and my mission to do this. And I also continue to practice my intuitive readings and life coaching and holistic counseling, and it's just been a marvelous journey. And now we're in our second year of publication. They're flying off the shelves. We're online, read by a national audience. And it's just been such a blessing, and such a blessing to meet you.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's really exciting, and I'm hoping that the listeners can hear the enthusiasm in your voice. It's so refreshing to hear someone that has that enthusiasm, because it is a little different. You know, I've been in different communities, and here in Northern California, the Bay Area, we live kind of this dichotomy of acceptance and thriving in the process of New Age and holistic thought processes, but we're not as open. And I myself, I'm still trying to figure out what some of that is. So you speak about how different it is for you as a practitioner, and not as an editor or in chief of this wonderful magazine, but as a practitioner, how has it been different for you?
Well, it's so interesting. Having honed my abilities in an environment where it is, it's amazing in Cincinnati area how accepted it is. They accept it in hospitals. It's crazy.
Wow.
It's part of the culture out there. It's amazing. You wouldn't think it. So I just, it's like an innocent coming in. I just said, well, of course they're going to accept it out here. Of course they are. And so with that kind of attitude, instead of saying, oh, I don't know, are they going to accept it? Are they going to say, I don't know. When you do that, you bring in doubt.
Yeah.
You create that. So if you go, hey, you know what? They're going to, Spirit prompts me too and says, that person wants to hear. Tell them.
Yeah.
And I do, and they hear, they listen, and it's amazing. So I think that it can be daunting. People say things like, oh, it's so expensive to live out here. Well, there are a lot of people who are doing it. They're living out here, so, it can't be that bad. It can't be impossible. So, and when I was going to move out of here, everybody said, oh, it's so expensive in California. You'll never do. It's terrible. I said, I don't listen to that. There are lots of people living out here and making it. So
yep.
I think it's a matter of attitude. It's a matter of looking at it from a different angle and saying, okay, there are people who do want to hear. Spirit, show them to me.
Wow. You have a lot of people that want to get an example of your work. And, you have a very unique deck, which I'll let you speak to here in a little bit. But I want to at least, as somebody who's been on hold for almost a half an hour waiting to talk to you. So
oh, my goodness.
I'm going to go ahead. Yeah, I know. So let's go ahead and see if we can't connect you. Hello, welcome to the show. Who are we speaking to?
Hey, Angel. It's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going?
Hi, Jay from Canada. How are you up there? Are you surviving and all? Is all the smoke all taken care of? You all good up there? Thinking about you the other day.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, the people are getting back to their existence, if you want to call that. So, yeah, slowly but surely.
Well, Stacey, this is Jay calls in from time to time, and he's my Canadian connection. keep me connected to our brothers and sisters up north.
Wonderful. Wonderful, Jay. What part of Canada? Yeah, what part of Canada are you from, Jay?
I'm actually Western Canada.
Western Canada. My family is from Nelson, British Columbia.
We're just like a province next door to Alberta, so that's where I live.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. So Jay, I have a really unusual deck. It's called a Rorik deck, and it's a German deck, and it's a matriarchal deck. It's really interesting, and I love it. It has beautiful pictures on it and very expressive. So I'm going to shuffle a little bit here. While you think of, just in your mind, think of what the issue you want to talk about, and you are welcome to either tell me or not, whichever you prefer. And I'm just going to shuffle these cards a little bit here, and I'm going to pull 5 cards for you. So do you have a specific issue that you want to talk about? Do you have a question that you want to know anything about? Or you just want me to pull the cards and see what happens?
See what happens, sure. Thank you.
Okay, here we go. Okay, one more time. I always wait for Spirit to tell me, is that enough? Have you shuffled them up? Okay, here we go. All right. 5 off the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Interesting. Okay. Well, Jay, you've got some pretty sorty people in your life here. Interesting. Okay, this is how I work with the cards. Of course, the cards have specific meanings, and if you do a card spread in a certain positions have specific meanings, but just in a 5-card pull, they don't. Positions don't necessarily have a meaning. But also, Spirit kind of tells me some stuff. Okay, so this is what I'm getting. You have the Queen of Swords here, the Princess of Swords, and the 9 of Swords. So in your life, you have had or have now some women who are pretty difficult. And the Queen of Swords, the thing about her is that she has no masks. So you know who she is. She does not pull any punches. She's, you know, she is who she is, but she can be difficult, and she can also be a good example of how to stand up for yourself. But the Princess of Swords is just nothing but difficult. She is really hard. And these people have this influence on you that causes you to be cruel to yourself. The 9 of Swords in this deck is self-cruelty. It's like somebody's cruel to you, and then you learn to be cruel to yourself, okay? However, you also have the Empress, which is a major arcana card, which means the universe is really behind you on that. So the Empress could very well be a person in your life, but really it's the universe backing you up. It's the mother, it's the divine mother looking over you and protecting you and watching over you and encouraging you. And you also have the 4 of Wands, which is a really good card. Wands is a growthful suit. So it's all about spiritual growth. So this is all of this that's going on for you is for your spiritual growth. And it may seem like some of the people in your life are pretty difficult, but that the universe is completely supporting you. The divine mother is completely supporting you. And the 4 of Wands in this particular deck means completion and independent creative work and solidifying one's success. So despite some of the difficulties you have had in your life and that you haven't always been so nice to yourself, you're still supported by the universe. And Spirit is telling me, of course, and you would know this, stop being so mean to yourself. Be nice to yourself. Love yourself. Let me pull 3 more cards. What if Jay were nice to himself? Oh, here we are. The Magus. the Four of Discs, which is a power card, and the Princess of Cups. The Princess of Cups is a wonderful card. She's flying free through the air, backwards, and she's a very happy person. And so I think that if you are nicer to yourself, you're going to draw in better people into your life. You're going to be very powerful, and here you're going to come into your power, the Magus, which is also a major arcana card. The universe is behind you on that, to come more into your intuitive powers and your magicalness. So how does does any of that resonate with you?
That resonates with me. Thank you.
That was a really good connection there. If Jay wanted to get some more information from you, wanted to connect with you or follow up with you, how would he get in touch with you?
So just call me. My number is 707-474-2508.
That's amazing. You know, I want you to let us know how you're doing, Jay. You know, I love chatting with you. It sounds like you need to spend some time working on you. Let's make the next this next period in your life about Jay. Can you do that for us?
Sure, I'm doing that right now, actually, so thank you.
Excellent.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
Wonderful.
Thank you for calling in, and I'll talk to you soon. You take care.
You're welcome. Take care. Thanks, Stacey.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Jay. You're welcome,
welcome,
Jay. All the best.
That was really cool. So what I like about, you know, connecting with the practitioners who use the tools and use the gift together is you get this, you know, I do that sometimes too. You get this connection to what we're used to seeing. A lot of people like to see the cards. They like to see the tools. And then the actual information that you're getting is actually coming from a more divine source. Do you find that the majority of your information comes from the source, or do you really kind of do half and half as you're working with people?
Boy, it really, I think it starts out like the tools, and then spirit sort of takes over and says, and gives me the words to say. So many people say to me that they have heard this before, but somehow they, when I say it, they hear it. And it's really not me. It's spirit talking.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, I'm just a channel. It's not me being so brilliant. It's that, you know, the spirit gives me the words that they need to hear, that they, the message in the way they need to hear. And that is the gift that psychic, I mean, you know, helped me to recognize. So the, you know, cards are like an alphabet. It's just a way. There are lots of different, like runestones, you know. It's just a means of communicating with the divine. It's a language. It's an alphabet, and so
right.
I just use it as a channel to help me to, you know, I can do readings without them, but I find that it's so much richer when I can use the cards and have the images and things. I find it's better. For me.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I'm going to see if we can grab another caller here for you. Hold on here. Let's see who we got. Oh, who are we talking to tonight? Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Stacey, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hi. So welcome. So, Laura, did you hear about with Jay that you just? I just want you to think about what it is that your questions or the issue you want addressed while I shuffle the cards a little bit. We're gonna do a little psychic connection here, and you can probably hear me shuffling. But I'm just gonna shuffle a little bit, and you are welcome to either go ahead and ask me the question. Or you can wait, and I'll pull five cards and talk to you about what the five cards say.
I think I'll wait and let you talk to me.
Okay, yeah. Sometimes, it's so interesting, sometimes people ask questions and Spirit says, well, that's a non sequitur because that's not the issue. This other thing is the issue that you need to speak to. So that's interesting. That's why I often say just keep it in your mind and let Spirit guide. Okay, Spirit says one more time. I'm going to shuffle one more time. Okay, and then I'm going to pull five cards off the top for you, Laura. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five. Let's turn them over. Okay, and then let me think about what Spirit says. Interesting mix of cards here. Let me see now. Let me think. Okay, first of all, the Prince of Cups, he's like the Piscean man. He is the dreamer, the poet, and it can, let me think. So this guy is in your life, and he is, you know, it's the good with the bad. It's the good with the difficult, not the bad, the challenging, because it can also be like, you know, all dreams and no substance. So it's a little bit hard to get this guy to you know, pin him down to earth sometimes. But he is a very creative spirit in your life. You have the Two of Swords, which is peace. So, okay, I'm going to go. So how does Spirit say? Go in the row. Okay, go in the row. Okay, so I'm going. Sometimes I go out of order on this, but I'm going to go in the order that I pull them out. So whatever difficulties that you've had with this person, you've come to peace about it. It's okay. But you've got the Hermit card, which is a major arcana card. And the hermit tends to look inside him or herself and really look inside and not pay attention to what other people say or think. Spirit is saying that you're trying to do that and that just encouraging you, yes, this is the right thing to do. Don't pay attention to what other people are telling you. You don't care. You are getting to know yourself. And that is the most important thing. Know thyself. So you need to, yes, do that. And the universe is behind you on that. Then you have the Love card. It's Two of Cups. And that's just fulfillment in love. So Spirit is telling me that you're a very loving person. And this is good. It's like a reinforcement. Yes, don't let anybody say to you, you know, you're too soft. That's what I keep hearing. You're too, you know, no. Your loving spirit is quite wonderful, and you just need to look inside yourself and see and value those things and love yourself. When you do that, then you will really come into your spiritual power, which, again, here's the magic. Showed up again. After I shuffled and shuffled, here's the magic card again, the magus. He's magical. In this particular card, it's a man, but of course it can be a woman. And there's a big ball of light on his head. And he's just really connected with the universe and using his or her magical powers. So so go inside yourself, and you are already doing that, but the universe is telling you to really continue to do that and love yourself and love your loving nature, and you will connect with that. You'll get that spiritual connection you've been seeking. So how does that sound for you? And do you have any other questions?
You know, that sounds good. I'm hoping to advance in my job so I can purchase a house. So that was the question I was thinking about.
Yeah. And okay, so Spirit says that it is not about a physical thing that you have to do to advance. It's almost like a non sequitur. It's like you're thinking that you have to get more certification or more, you know, or something, you know, like that to advance in your job. And, you know, or you know, magically know the right person to talk to. How you get there is it's an inside job. It's inside you. If it had been that there was something in particular that you had to do, there are cards in this deck that would tell you that. The work card would tell you. If the work card came up, then I would say you need to get a certification or something like that, you know. But those cards did not come up. So this is to advance in your job, it's an inside job. You need to work on the inside of yourself. Look inside and value those wonderful things in you, those loving and wonderful things, then you will be connected with the divine and you will be guided to the things that need to happen, if there's anything that you need to do yourself to advance. And it will seem like it's magic to you because you're connected with the divine.
That's amazing. Okay. How does that feel to you?
Sounds good. Thank you so much. Appreciate the reading.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good luck. Good luck in your job, please.
That was a really good information that you gave her. I wanted you to, so we're coming close to the end here, and there's more people here, so I want to give you an opportunity to shout out once more if the people holding would like to get in touch with you, if we can't get to them, and also talk a little bit about your, about 2 minutes to talk about your magazine, and then we have a little bit more, about 3.5-4 minutes left. So just shout out your information and talk a little bit about your magazine.
So the magazine, The Wave, Holistic and Metaphysical Journal, is available throughout the North Bay counties, Marin, Sonoma, Napa, and places like Whole Foods, you know, and all the cool and groovy places. You want to find out where it is, go to thewaveholisticjournal.com. Very easy. Go there and click on Find the Wave. And all the distribution list will show up every place you can find it. And also the archived online issues and the current issue are in flipbook form, very easy to read online. I have an office, so I can do, I have a lovely meditative office here. I can do in-person readings, and I can also do readings over the phone. So to schedule readings, you can just call me on my phone, 707-474-2508. Of course, if you don't get me, leave a message and I'll get right back to you. So that's the information.
Oh, that's awesome. So I'm going to give you an opportunity. I only gave one other person this opportunity. Just what information do I need to look for? I don't open myself up to, somebody said the other day, I got a note from one of my followers saying, how can you never ask Lep Angel? So what information do you have for me? People always want me to put my underwear on the floor, I guess. So information do you have?
What information do I have for you, Angel? Let's see what the divine has to say for you. What message does the divine? I'm just doing a very quick, because I know we're nearly out of time. That's good. Spirit says that's good.
And nobody else can say I don't put myself on the line. So I'm just saying.
4, 5. Here you go. Here we go. Putting you on the line. Woo! 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 Woo!
Here I go. I'm down on the line. It's kind of high,
Angel,
up here on the line.
You know what? This is the most fantastic spread. I have 5 cards. You've got the moon.
Goodness.
Okay, first of all, that's totally intuitive. And the thing about the moon is that people who get the moon card, which is another major arcana card, the universe is behind you on this. They're looking at the dark side, okay? So you can see the dark side and turn it to the light. You've got the Hierophant, which is fabulous, you know, the master of all. You've got the Power card, 4 of discs. You've got the Success card, 6 of discs, and you have the Wealth card.
Oh, my God.
Discs.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
Yeah. You're all right, Angel. You're all right. Your underwear is pretty clean looking there.
pretty awesome. Beautiful, beautiful deck. You're a beautiful, beautiful soul. I would love to bring you back on sometime. You can find her on her website. What was that website again?
So go to thewaveholisticjournal.com.
And you can find all her information on my site, Ignite and Evolve coaching.com. Follow the radio show, please. I will bring her back so that she can give more readings and engage with you guys once again. As I always say, I love bringing people on so that we can get different modalities and different messages. But I invite everyone here to step out of your safe zone and step into the free zone. Ignite your life today so you can evolve it tomorrow. so much for coming on and joining me, Stacy. I'm looking forward to seeing you sometime this month, hopefully, in the community.
Yes.
Much love and good night.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Angel. Much love to you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.